So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and from our national headquarters in Tampa Bay, I am founder and CEO of the Financial Engineering Institute, the Family Wealth Hub, and the Charitable Capital Design Center. And I'll be hosting today's program, which is part of our Financial Engineering teleconference series. Our topic today is titled The Ultimate Alternative Asset Solution Platform. And I'll be joined by Eric Knaus. Eric is CFA and is a CFA and a CEO of Proteus. So with all that said, allow me to set the stage for the next 35 minutes or so by asking you, Eric, can you provide us with a little bit about your background and how Proteus evolved into the alternative asset world?
Sure. Thanks, Nick, and thanks for everybody for joining. I have been in the investment management industry for 35 years. I've started my career at Merrill Lynch. I held a number of positions there, worked about 9 years at Merrill, and then worked at T. Rowe Price for a dozen. When I was at T. Rowe, I helped create a private client group and built that to a $3 billion AUM practice. And then went and moved off to the multifamily office world and worked with multifamily offices and single-family offices, primarily with a group called Genspring, where I was a lead financial professional at the firm. And then also at that point went to Lazard, where I helped to build the firm a de novo open architecture wealth advisory platform. And it was through that experience that I got to know a lot of the different service providers and players in the wealth advisory space. And I was introduced to a group called Archway Technology that has a specific capability, technology, best in class in the world in partnership accounting. And in working with the CEO there, Jason Brown, we were able to identify a way in which we could modify that partnership accounting into a sophisticated trade order management system that could support private investments. And from that, we created a private investment access platform, which is known as Proteus, that allows wealth advisors and individual investors to access private investments, hedge funds, private equity, real estate, through direct deals, pre-vetted direct deals or funds that they select from the menu in increments that they choose.
Well, I've heard a lot about alternative investments, and we've scoured several years in search of an organization such as yours, but maybe you can define for us what investments is and how Proteus has built a platform to harness all that.
Sure. So private investments. And so there's a little bit of often there's a little bit of confusion in that many use alternative investments and private investments interchangeably. And the fact of the matter is that privates are actually a subset of alternatives, and that alternatives, many include liquid alternatives, which are really 40 Act mutual funds, structured product, and a number of others, REITs, that are publicly traded. Private investments are specifically designated so from their exclusion by the Securities and Exchange Commission or the securities law, the Investment Company Act of 1940. And so with that, there's a lot of regulatory, administrative, and investment hurdles that are associated with investing in privates. Part of that is one has to be eligible to be able to invest in private placements. one has to have a significant net worth. There's two levels of that. One is called an accredited investor, which is $1 million net worth minimum, and or a qualified purchaser, which is a $5 million minimum. There are restrictions on the investment structure as well. For a manager offering a private placement, a hedge fund, for example, they are often limited to only 100 investors to maintain their private investment status. And what we've been able to do is create an environment where an investor can sign one subscription document to get onto the platform, onto the Proteus platform, and then select from a menu of pre-vetted private investments in increments that they choose. Normally, a manager would have something like $1 million or maybe a $5 million minimum. Those don't exist on the platform. In addition to that, what we have the opportunity for the investment manager is to break through the investor limitation, 100 slot limitation. And so we're able to effectuate investments in private placements for a great many of investors who wouldn't be able to do that on their own.
So if I understand your platform correctly, and obviously I do, that you kind of break it down into four solutions where investors and wealth advisors, deal sponsors, and fund managers can all come together and take advantage of your platform?
Yeah, that's correct. It's somewhat of a cooperative in that each one of those constituencies can benefit from participating in the platform. Again, for the investor, it's one subscription document onto the platform, and then they can select from investments that are pre-vetted for them. We have a significant amount of due diligence that we collect through the process of evaluating and accepting managers and strategies onto the platform. All of that is made available to the investor, and so they can efficiently and effectively do their due diligence and then select from the investments. For the investment manager, we are there's significant benefits in that they see us as one investor. So we don't take up the slots on their side. They just provide us one valuation. And as long as we meet all the terms and conditions of the fund or the strategy as a whole, investors can invest in virtually any amount that they'd like. So that provides a critical benefit in being able to allocate to a number of different investment options in increments that are appropriate for each individual investor. For the wealth advisor, it is beneficial in a number of ways. One, in that there is only one subscription document for each investor. And so once that process is completed, the wealth advisor and the investment advisor can make ongoing investment selections or redemptions from the private placements on the platform without having to get a signature and document signed for every transaction that that they'd like to have. In addition to that, they can build model portfolios. A model portfolio could be created for different types of their client profiles, investment profiles, risk profiles, and then they can apply those model portfolios to any of the investors that they would like to participate in those models. The investors see it as a bespoke portfolio that the advisor has created for them, and they have all of the reporting and information available to them. In addition to that, one of the big benefits is that we provide a consolidated tax reporting K-1 form at the end of the year for each individual investor. So providing efficiency and time saving for the investor and the wealth advisor.
That's amazing. There's one client we work with through one of our wealth management firms. They have 153 K-1s that flow into their 1040 every year. It's a nightmare. So if I understand it correctly, all that gets merged into one segment of reporting in one K-1.
That's exactly right, and it's specific for each individual investor. So one investor could have made investments in four or five hedge funds, a direct private equity deal, and a couple of pieces of real estate, and at the end of the year, they will get one rolled-up K-1, which will cover all of those investments.
Amazing. And what about minimums? If I were to go out to a hedge fund by myself, what kind of minimums might I be looking at? I'm sure that obviously it ranges significantly, but then you know, the economies of scale here.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So typically, a hedge fund, a high quality, top tier hedge fund, is looking at probably $1 million to maybe $5 million, and some have $10 million minimums per investor. What the benefit is on the Proteus platform is, again, the manager sees us as one investor. So as long as all of the investors on our platform meet the terms, meet the minimums, we could have a fund that's got $1 million minimum. And if we had 10 investors all investing $100,000 and we met the $1 million minimum, the investor gets to benefit from that because they can invest in increments that are appropriate to their assets. But they still get access to funds that they wouldn't otherwise.
So through consolidation, those minimums are already taken care of through what you've already consolidated the assets into. And so now the minimums are going to drop depending upon. So why Proteus as opposed to some of the other platforms out there? And obviously, it's a very unique world.
Yeah, and So I would have to say that there are, there's quite a few different platforms, if you will, or opportunities to invest in alternatives and privates. One of them is known as crowdfunding, and crowdfunding is gained a good deal of popularity because of some lowering in the restrictions to get into crowdfunding. However, crowdfunding has some significant limitations with it as well. Crowdfunding, there is no sponsor in a sense. There is no advocate for the investor. And it really is more of just a connecting vehicle or structure. So it puts together private investment opportunities. So companies that are looking to raise capital and investors who are looking to find good investments. And it's a inefficient structure in the sense that the management teams of those of groups that are raising capital really don't know who their investor base are, and the investors don't have anyone to help them negotiate terms to sit on the board and manage the companies as they go through their life cycle and when to exit. So there's some significant limitations to the crowdfunding structure. Now there's some other types of platforms. And one of the big distinctions between them and Proteus is that they all are sell side, meaning they get paid by the investment managers of the investments that they offer through their platform. And so, they are incented to work with just a few investment managers that can provide the volume of the product that they want to distribute or be able to offer through their platform. They aren't doing any due diligence. They aren't negotiating fees on behalf of the investors. There's nobody, again, sitting on the same side of the table as the investor. And Proteus is different. Our revenue model is that we charge the investor, so the investor is our client. So we spend a significant amount of effort trying to identify top-tier managers, vetting them, doing a significant amount of operational due diligence, background checks. We talked to all the service provider of all these investment opportunities before we even approve them onto the platform. And in addition to that, we do a significant amount of negotiation of terms. So we look for better liquidity terms, we look for lower minimums, and we look to negotiate fees. And if we are, and we are successful in most of the relationships, the investments, opportunities that we bring onto the platform in reducing their fees. And when we do, we never participate in those fees. Those fees are always offered, or the fee rebates or the fee reductions are always passed right through to the investors on the platform. So that's a significant difference. And I'd say the final distinction of the sort of magnitude of significant differences here is that we have the opportunity to offer all of this to accredited investors. There is no other platform out there that has the ability to offer accredited investors. So that's the $1 million minimum. That's the lower threshold of eligibility to get into privates. No other platform allows accredited investors to invest in the increments that they want, in the investments that they want. And so that's a significant difference and a benefit that the Proteus platform brings to the table.
Well, what are the challenges for an advisor that they might face in integrating private investments into their asset allocation for clients before they meet Proteus, of course? And there's plenty of experiences of advisors that are on the phone right now that where they've gotten quite frustrated.
Sure. I mean, and they are substantial. And so first, it's the sourcing. Just being able to identify the investments, the top-tier investments that they would like to be able to offer their clients. The second is doing the due diligence. Vetting private investments is a significant undertaking, and one has to do a substantial amount of work, and it's not just the same type of work as analyzing the investment side on a mutual fund or a publicly traded company. There are all sorts of financials, documents, legal issues that go into that due diligence process. Because that it is a private investment, they don't have the same sort of reporting requirements. So going in and trying to identify all of the important issues that one would want to know before making an investment, background checks, making sure that the company itself is a viable ongoing organization, who the people are, and then just getting access. So you may find the best fund out there, hedge fund out there, often they're either closed or limited in terms of accepting additional capital. And when they do accept additional capital, they're going to look at significant minimums. Maybe it's $1 million minimum, and so you're looking at $1 million minimum for each one of your clients. And let's say you've got a $10 million client, and you wanted to put $20 million or 20% away into alternatives, and you've got $1 million minimum, you would be only able to make two investments, and really not being able to diversify the risks that are inherent in private investments. So that's another aspect. So being able to negotiate minimums. And really, there isn't any real ability to negotiate some of the other terms, primarily because of the size of the investments that they'll be making for each one of their individual investors, because they're not really able to aggregate that investment, each one of those investors is counted as a slot, and that can chew up a lot of the capacity of a hedge fund, for example.
So your organization has spent several years putting all this together on a complete turnkey package, including the reporting, 1K1, the pricing, the minimums. That's pretty astounding, relevant to the frustrations that wealth management firms, law firms, and accounting firms and family offices that we work with go through in this arena. It's pretty exciting to have partnered with you. Now, question, like, how do the fee? What are the normal fees if we're going to private investments individually versus how Proteus fees are structured?
Sure. So let's just take the investment manager, and typically a hedge fund would have both a investment management fee, which is a percent of AUM that is charged on an annual basis, as well as an incentive fee or a performance-based fee. And those typically range from a management fee from 1% to 2% and the performance-based fee of 10% to 20% of gains. And there's a number of things, of hurdle rates, et cetera, that I won't go into. But so typically, let's just say it's 2% management fee, 20% performance-based fee. The Proteus platform by itself is charges an asset-based fee on placed capital, meaning it is only dollars that are invested in any strategy that we charge an asset-based fee on. That asset-based fee starts at 96 basis points a year and is tiered down based on the amount of investments that are made by an RIA, for example. We'd aggregate all that and make breakpoints where it could go all the way down to 48 basis points for each one of their investors.
Does it get down to the minimum, the 48?
The way that it works is that there is a breakpoint at every $25 million of investments made through the platform. So it starts at 96, and then at every $25 million increment, it goes down 12 basis points. So that over $100 million, the fee drops to 48 basis points.
That's on an investor standpoint or on an advisory firm standpoint?
So we would aggregate all of the investments made by an advisory firm in calculating the breakpoints. So all of their investors could participate in that, and we'd aggregate that. I think one important point to make, and I referred to this before, is that we negotiate with each one of the managers to bring down their fees. So as opposed to the 2 and 20, we have been successful in for almost all of the hedge funds that we have on the platform. We have been successful in reducing their fee somewhere between 50 and 96 basis points, meaning that they offset our entire fee. So it's as if you're investing directly into the hedge fund without a fee, but getting all the benefits of the Proteus platform.
Okay, so it's just netting out the expenses that are incurred through your platform.
That's right, since the investor is
on a per advisory, like we have a firm, they manage a little over $13 billion, and they've been in search of for several years a platform like you built, and because they want to diversify more, and they haven't been able to do it. So now they can, as you say, take 10 or 15% or 20% of various portfolios, depending upon the needs, concerns, and objectives of the client, and move them into this type of platform.
Absolutely. Tailor-made to be able to do that. And it allows for the investment advisory firms, these wealth advisory firms, to differentiate themselves, to be able to access the private investments that really allow the advisor to build better portfolios in a number of different ways and really help grow their business in that they can compete for larger, wealthier investors and individuals and families. And I would also say it will be very beneficial for them if they're looking to bring on millennials or some of the newer wealth, and that many of them really have become disenfranchised with the public markets and have seen the likes of whether Facebook or Google or, I mean, just what a startup company or a private company can do in terms of amassing wealth. Airbnb or Uber, I mean, these are names and companies that they have seen grow into $1 billion from startups to $1 billion organizations, and they'd love to be able to participate in that. So Proteus allows for the wealth advisor to access those types of investment opportunities for their client base, making them being able to differentiate what they offer.
Yeah, how do they brand, position, and differentiate against all the other competition in a particular region? Now, what's the process for an advisor to invest through the Proteus platform? How's that all work?
It's pretty straightforward. And so we would work with an advisory firm just with an agreement which sets forth the tiered fee schedule and services that we provide them. We can offer them white labeling. We can do a number of things to tailor the platform for them. And once we go through that, then it really is a simple process that they can utilize our technology at their location to go through an electronic subscription process for each one of their investors that they'd like to have investments made through Proteus. Once those investors are on the platform, it's really a single subscription process. Then the wealth advisor has the ability to build those model portfolios or to make specific individual investments. Really, it's two clicks of a mouse and typing in how much the investment is for, and we take care of the rest.
And I urge all of you to schedule a demo with Proteus. Because it's amazing there's a very powerful PowerPoint that you can use as well with clients. But the demo really walks through everything that Eric is attempting to explain in words, if you will, in a very picturesque way. It's pretty doggone powerful. As again, in our due diligence, we couldn't find anything else out there like it, even close to it, relevant to the quote-unquote alternative investment and or private investment world. Now, why don't we take, at this point, Eric, is it okay if we, can we unmute and open it up to any questions that might have been accumulated over the last few minutes?
All guests have been muted. All guests have been unmuted.
Everyone's unmuted now, so what questions or thoughts or comments might you have? Eric, it's usually a pretty timid crowd, so we'll see if we stimulate some things.
Well, I'm throwing a lot out at everyone. This is something that's not currently available in the marketplace, and so sometimes it takes a little while to get head wrapped around it all.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Questions, thoughts, concerns, anyone?
Yes, Eric. One quick question. Hopefully you can hear me clearly. How do you, combine things with some of the, let's say, family wealth who has been using some sort of trust accounting system? Do you have any type of interface with the various trust accounting systems?
It's a very powerful technology, and so we have the ability to create interfaces between virtually any system. So it helps to understand that we come from a 15-year history We are a sister company of a group called Archway Technologies, which has built the gold standard for single family offices to do all of their financials, financial accountings, the financials for their businesses, partnership accounting, double entry general ledger, data aggregation. And so with that, we have experience in creating APIs with over 200 different investment institutions. So you know, all of the capability is there. And if there's a specific instance, we have the resources to be able to create that integration.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Archway is over that 15-year period of time, they administer, if you will, using the term administer loosely, what is it, $225 billion in family wealth through advisors and directly?
Yeah, so Archway has become the gold standard for single-family offices. Really, it's the most sophisticated partnership accounting capability in the world, and it supports 200 single-family offices, representing about $225 billion of net worth.
So there's some foundation. Groundwork has been set as the, you know, Proteus was built out. So any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, well, great. All right, well, in conclusion, for those who don't already know, my organization provides coaching, training, marketing, and case design in coordination with our open option practice engineering process and our portfolio of proprietary advanced strategy platforms for law firms, accounting firms, family offices, wealth management firms, insurance professionals, broker-dealers, custodial firms, and others. We're committed to helping advisors fortify their value proposition by fusing new services and products like this into their firms, creating fresh revenue and profit silos while enhancing client acquisition and retention by surrounding ourselves with a team of expert sourcing firms like Proteus. So we're excited to have had Proteus join our team, and feel free to contact them directly. And speaking of contact information, the website for Proteus is proteuscapital.us. Proteuscapital.us. And to contact Eric via email, his email address is eric@proteuscapital.us. By the way, Proteus is spelled Proteus. Yeah, for those who have a little problem with spelling, such as myself.
Yeah, one correction there. It's yeah. E. Yeah, my email address is eknauss. So proteuscapital.us.
Thanks for correcting me on that. I have a speed dial, so I haven't looked at your email address. Mm-hmm. I made presumption there. Okay, thanks. And then the main phone number up in Indianapolis is their world headquarters, Indianapolis, Indiana, is 317-653-2756. And then Eric, who operates out of their Florida office, is in West Palm Beach. Eric's direct number is 561-337-5464, and I urge you to schedule demos to learn more about how the program works, because it's quite impressive from a turnkey standpoint. My firm's contact information, our core company is the Financial Engineering Institute, so our website is thefei.com, and our core phone number is 888-884-3332, and my email address is nickg@thefei.com. And let me remind you that each of our teleconferences are recorded. and the recording should be up and running by next Tuesday about noon. So that recording will be up, and you can go to thefei.com and click on schedule. It'll take you to the teleconference schedule, and you'll be able to click on a button and go right to the recording under the title of this teleconference. So, Eric, thank you very much for participating, and thanks for all the participants who were involved, and look forward to talking again soon. Our next teleconference is coming up on the 26th of October, I believe, and we'll catch up with all of you then. Look forward to conversing, as always. Thank you very much, and thanks again, Eric.
Thank you. Bye.